Yeah, I just got in, started with the Baofengs because they're inexpensive. And then once I heard all the chatter, I decided to upgrade to that 50-watt Midland because I figured I could hit the repeater with that. I never thought I could hit the repeater with this little handheld. I might not have upgraded if I would have known that, but now I've got the better station with a little more power. And then I'm looking at ham radios, trying to decide, doing some research on what type of ham radio to get and what type of antenna I need to get with that. But that's down the way a little bit. I got to save up some more money, spend a lot of money on this new hobby of mine with the radios. Over.
Let me ask you. That 50 watts, that's all it does, GMRS?
Yeah, that's all it does. I think that's the legal limit is 50 watts.
I'm not talking about the watch, I'm the radio. Because you can get another radio, you know, it gets a ham and also a GMRS.
Right, yeah, 10-4, that's what I plan on doing, is getting a separate ham radio. I just have to talk to some more people that are in ham and find out what's a good radio.
Well, from my own experience, you know, I have, this is an old radio. You know, I don't know if you ever know these radios. It's a lamp. It has lamp, which is, that's an old-fashioned way. Anyhow, but I really don't know what to tell you. But if you'd like to talk on the, you know, repeaters, you know, just get you a 10-watt radio. It should be able to do it. And if then you gotta get you a good antenna outside, a VHF, UHF. It should be able to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'll have to do is start with a good antenna and then get a base unit. If you think 10 watts will do it, that might be a good place to start then, because it's good, because that's pretty inexpensive to start out that low. I was going to do something more like 100, but maybe if I don't need 100, it'll be a lot less expensive.
Yeah, well, I don't know anybody got a 100-watt radio out that way. I don't know anybody. They all got 50 watt. And when you get 50 watt, they tell you it's 50 watt, but it never be 50 watt. Maybe 42, 45.
Yeah, that's the next purchase on my list, is to get a watt meter for the antenna or for the transceiver to see what type of wattage I'm putting out. Not that I need to know, but I'm just kind of curious. Also the SWR, so that'll be fun. I'm thinking about getting my CB radio back out too and maybe setting that up. But I like GMRS much better.
Yeah, GMI is very nice people out there. They talk to you all the time. And they more than welcome you, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you heard Bob out that way in Sheboygan County. Hell of a guy out there. He'll tell you what's going on, the weather and all that station. Roger?
Yeah, I think someone was trying to break in. Is there another station out there?
Yes, WRYG408. You and Ham, I'm fairly new. But what's your intent with ham radio? Local or long distance?
It's a 100-watt HF rig. multi-band transceiver for ham radio, and a great radio to start with, and widely recommended. So I'll let the two of you finish up. WRZP 504 monitoring.
Yeah, thanks for the info. Probably just start out doing local, probably statewide initially, and then maybe farther beyond. But, yeah, maybe mostly local within the state for starters.